This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are all kinds of cheap and quick and easy ways to set up our lead story today. The news that BuzzFeed, it of the silly listicles and ridiculous quizzes, has gotten new venture capital funding from a firm called Andreessen Horowitz that values it at $850 million. But no, we are not going to do the cheap, quick, and easy setup because $850 million is real money. So instead, we are going to go the real money route. How is BuzzFeed worth that much, and what might it mean? Marketplace's Queen of Kim gets us going.
BuzzFeed boasts that 150 million people visit it every month. By contrast, the New York Times gets about 55 million visitors. Paul Sweeney is an analyst at Bloomberg Industries, and he says it's not just the number of visits that's valuable, but who's visiting. Most of BuzzFeed's audience is 35 and under, a demographic that's catnip to advertisers.
It's been harder and harder for advertisers to reach younger demographics. The younger folks are the ones that are spending more time on the internet, more time off of traditional media like newspapers or magazines or television.
A lot of BuzzFeed's traffic comes from people sharing its stories on social media sites. Sweeney says that strategy is risky. BuzzFeed's audience would be decimated if social media sites excluded its content. Ethan Kurzweil is with Bessemer Venture Partners. He says investors are betting that BuzzFeed will go beyond listicles and become the go-to platform that offers all kinds of content, videos, news, and who knows what else.
I assume they're betting on a modern media tech company, sort of a modern People magazine, ESPN, all in one property.
In fact, BuzzFeed is using its newest round of funding to expand into movies. Rebecca Lieb is an analyst at the Altimeter Group. She says don't expect BuzzFeed to compete with 20th Century Fox or Paramount by making traditional movies.
I really don't think that's going to be the case.
Lieb predicts BuzzFeed will redefine movies and create ones that cater to its digital-first audience. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.